The 45-day public comment period is mandated under U.S. Treasury Department rules in regard to 10 projects that have been culled from the 124 submitted to the County Commission.
There were great projects. I mean, there was not a single bad project. Just some of them simply were better than others. Some of them impacted more things. Some of them were more tied, had a nexus to the oil spill than others.
Commissioner Grover Robinson has been Escambia's point man on the Deepwater Horizon disaster since the explosion and spill in 2010. An Escambia County Advisory Committee was set up in 2013 to review and rank the proposals.
Escambia County put in some, city put in some, ECUA, there were even private citizens putting in. They were put together and they were presented to the board. And essentially what we wanted to do in our first round of funding was find two projects per district that we thought were priorities in our individual districts.
The plan was approved last month. One of Robinson's District 4 projects is the cleanup and restoration of Carpenters Creek.
It certainly goes both in the county and the city. I think it is a fairly important project overall, also to the environmental health of Bayou Tahar as we move forward, and we certainly appreciate and look forward to working with the city as well.
The other project from District 4 is developing access for handicapped visitors to the waterfront at Pensacola Beach in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Robinson came up with that idea while visiting Park City, Utah.
Park City is a leader in dealing with disabilities and skiing, and people come from all over the world to ski at Park City because somewhere in their family may have some disabilities. They have a lot of able-bodied members that like to ski too, but they would also like the other family members to be able to participate as well, and I think the same thing happens with seashore visits.
Other projects in this round of 10 include 11 Mile Creek restoration and $900,000 for SOAR with Restore, a workforce development program to train underserved communities in environmental hazard remediation and cybersecurity. Elsewhere, the National Wildlife Federation released its report in April, listing nearly 50 priority projects for Gulf restoration. Ryan Fikes, a biologist with the Federation, says two involve Pensacola Bay and Apalachicola Bay.
In Pensacola Bay, we really focus on projects that target stream restoration and shoreline marsh restoration. And in Apalachicola Bay, projects that look at freshwater inflows, getting water circulating adequately, as well as oyster restoration.
In the case of Apalachicola Bay's oyster beds and the seafood industry they provide, the projects can be both environmental and economic.
As we restore and enhance natural coastal resources and rebuild the natural coastal environment, our Gulf Coast really depends so highly upon that for recreation, tourism, and just for our way of life in the Gulf Coast region.
The Wildlife Federation has been active in restoring the Gulf of Mexico since Hurricane Katrina decimated much of the wetlands in Louisiana. But Fikes says they do not directly tout projects for funding out of the numerous pots of money the oil spill has produced.
We really helped work initially to do things like pass the Restore Act via those funds and a few other sources. We really try to champion the best restoration projects that actually help us to address the restoration needs in our five Gulf states.
Back home, Escambia County could receive up to $70 million over the next 15 years from Restore. But Escambia County's Grover Robinson is thinking in higher numbers.
I would like to see us only spend phase one monies on those projects and be able to leverage additional monies from outside the area so that we can come back and pick additional projects for phase one and other projects. If we simply use that $70 million, then we didn't do a good enough job. We need to take that $70 million and turn it into $350 million.
Comments can be submitted to myescambia.com/restore. You can email them at restore@myescambia.com, or you can call the county's Natural Resources Management Department at 595-3460. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.